It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hiya Toys have revealed their latest exquisite mini 4-inch action figure, Beachhead. On Thursday, Hiya Toys posted a new image of their upcoming Storm Shadow figure with the previously unseen left arm sleeve tattoo deco, and today they have kept their momentum up with their latest exquisite mini reveal of Beachhead. As per usual, Hiya dropped a number of product images in a dio scene and on a white background. The images clearly show that the figure is based on the classified concept and leans even more towards the original design and deco that appears on the back of the classified card backs, with the additional grey deco hits on the arms and balaclava. In terms of loadout, he comes with his classic backpack, crossbow that likely attaches to the backpack in much the same way as the classified figure, his classified style rifle, alternate hands, the same dio piece connectable figure stand, knife, pistol, and his removable beret made famous by the classified release. Once again, I like the fact that they utilised the original concept to give us a slightly different version of the classified figure. We can assume that this is what the line will be going forward as well, and it's a nice option for those who wanted the classified figures at a 4-inch scale. It will be interesting to see who comes next, considering we never usually get over the core character hump, and they also do seem to be regularly revealing figures. So far, we've had the obligatory Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, and Cobra Commander, but now we have a slight curveball with Beachhead, and it makes me wonder who they will choose from the classified series of designs next. If you look at the artwork on the older boxes, there are a few differences in some of the designs, like the Baroness with that purple hair. It will be interesting to see this line progress, and they could even give us some brand new designs for characters who haven't been done in the classified series yet as well. That might be a ways off at this stage, however, but we shall see. He is slated for a Q4 2023 release for $24.99. Don't expect to get him easily outside of Asia, but Robot Kingdom seem to be a good place to pre-order these figures if you are struggling to find them. Anyway, what do you guys think? Are you a fan of these Hiya Toys figures? Excited to get Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow soon? Who else do you want to see them do in the line? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, Full Force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.